WGUL and W229DJ Dunedin. Powered by Prosperity Group. See them online today at MyMoneyIsSafe.com. Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
Experience the best selection of cigars and accessories in the country. Corona Cigar is located at 4142 West Boy Scout Boulevard across from International Plaza. Or visit CoronaCigar.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A union representing hospitality workers has reached a tentative agreement with four hotel casinos in downtown Las Vegas, as employees at three other properties remain poised to strike tomorrow just as the city kicks off Super Bowl week. By yesterday morning, the Culinary Workers Union had announced that it had reached a tentative five-year deal with Binion's, Four Queens, Fremont, and Main Street. It covers about 1,000 workers. Tesla is recalling nearly all the vehicles it sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small. Documents posted by U.S. safety regulators say the recall will be done with an online software update. Covers the 2012 through 2023 Model S, 2016 through 23 Model X, and several other vehicles as well. Owners are encouraged to get on the web and find out if they're affected. This is SRN News.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're looking outside of big corporate control. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something worth watching. The new Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, all in one place. SNC is home to Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Watch anytime, on any screen, free 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv.
Clouds and some sun for this afternoon. Beauty of a day, high 70. Clear tonight, low 50. And then sunny, terrific day tomorrow, the high 72. Clouds tomorrow night, low 57. Shower and a heavy thunderstorm. Breezy day on Sunday. Could see some damaging wind. The high Sunday at 70. Rain Monday, high 67. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
Come to me for power. You will never be able to live by my standards. And now as we come to chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, he contrasts.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You've been waiting, wondering what's going on. The Burchard Galleries, Antiques, and Fine Art Radio call-in show, that's the key, call-in, is on the air. For the next hour, definitely the fastest hour in radio. You'll see what I mean. If you're just tuning in, if you've never heard my voice before, welcome. I am Jeffrey Burchard of Burchard Galleries. We are going to provide you with information about your antiques and treasures. That is, if you give us a call, here's the number, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600 to be on the show. We'd love to answer your questions, and remember this, there are no silly questions when it comes to the world of antiques, fine art, and collecting, and I guarantee you, if you're in charge of selling an estate, liquidating an estate, doing the very best you can for your friends or family in regards to selling things, I guarantee you, the thing you think is worth the most money isn't, and the thing you never looked at twice is going to send you to the moon, buy that new car, send you on vacation. Well, it has happened. It has happened. I remember the lady who walked in with three paintings and wanted $5,000 for them. We gave her almost $500,000. It does happen. It's true. I'm here. Testimonial. The things you see on TV, well, you know, some of them might be staged. But I'm telling you, for real, it happens in real life. And it can happen to you today. You can win the antique lottery if you call the Burchard Galleries show, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, and we'll talk to you. We'll answer your questions. You can also send us an email. You can send us an email and attach pictures of what it is you have, and we can talk about it right here on the radio. You can truly hold it up to the phone so I can see it. If you send an email to mail, M-A-I-L, at BurchardGalleries.com. All you need to do is remember Burchard, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, eight letters, no S, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. Just type that in any search engine. You're going to come to our website, BurchardGalleries.com. On the front page, you can send us a note right there on the front page. Click that, your email browser will open. You can attach the pictures, and we'll talk about what I see as soon as it gets here. Instant gratification. How about that? Not many places you can get instant gratification these days, but you can right here, 877-969-8600 to be on the show. Well, for those of you just tuning in, for those of you who have been with us for the last 17 years, I can't believe I can say that, but we have been talking with you every Sunday morning for 17 years. I've been here waiting for your call. 17 years, so pick up that phone. Don't procrastinate any longer, 877-969-8600. I know you've threatened to do it. I know you might be a little shy. It's just like talking to your neighbor on the phone, 877-969-8600. Mail at BurchardGalleries.com is another way to reach us. I'm going to check that email here as we go along. Oh, let's see, Carrie. Hello, Carrie. You're an early bird. 9:27 a.m. this message came in. Antique ivory ring. Well, I have an antique ivory ring in my family for years. I'd like to sell it. Well, you can't sell it out of state. You can sell it legally within state if you are the owner and you can prove that you've had it since 1990 and documentation, and it's a snake pit. It's a myriad of hoops you have to jump through if you're dealing in ivory. Be prepared. Unless you know the legalities of that, I would be very careful. But one thing I'm missing here, Carrie, is the picture of your ring. You know, this could be a family heirloom. It could be a multi-generational piece that's been handed down in the family. Looking at ivory, ivory ages in certain ways. You can see the yellowing. You can see the dirt in the separation and the lines of Schrager. I'm not quite sure who Schrager was, probably a scientist who studied ivory. But there are cross-thatching in ivory pieces and grain that you can see. And it's like stirring alphabet soup, and all of a sudden the letters float to the top and it spells something. It's like looking at a signature on a painting that looks like a doctor's signature, but then when someone tells you what it is, the sunshine comes out, it's a bright, beautiful day, the birds are chirping, and there's the name in front of you, just like it's spelled for all these times you couldn't think about it. We can do that. Lines of Schrager is what you can see if someone points it out. You can either see thin lines of grain, or you can see cross tongue-tied auctioneer. How about that? Cross thatching on the bottom. It's not a checkerboard cross thatching. It's kind of like a if you look at fabric, how it's woven, but the lines are much more loose. In other words, it's not tight. I'm glad you got to take a look. If you happen to have the luxury of having a loop, a jeweler's loop, or even a strong magnifying glass, if you have a piece of ivory, the graining in an ivory, you can look at a piece holding in your hand and see nothing. But until you look at it, it's like a ghost behind it. It just appears like alphabet soup. The letters float, there it is. Wow. Well, that's one way you can tell elephant ivory. If you see those lines of Schrager, if you see that graining below, that's one way to tell. We'll answer your questions if you'd like to give us a call, 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. And Carrie, if you could send me a picture of that ring over here, we'll take a look at it. We'll try to assess, try to determine how old it is. You know, there's antique ivory wedding bands, which is nothing more than a circular band of ivory and nothing special, unless, of course, it's your family's. The mementos, the reason behind the ring, of course, is very, very special. But there's not a lot of value in just a round ring of ivory that fits your finger. At least I haven't seen it. Now, there could be engravings on that ring. It could be carving on that ring. There could be something special. It could be inset with jewels and all kinds of plus, plus, pluses that would make that stand out over and above all others. You know, you can say a 1957 Chevy, and you can open up the curtain and there's a rust bucket, or you can open up the curtain and there's a pristine, brand-new-looking 1957 Chevy. There's a big difference. They're both 57 Chevys, but condition is everything. And and the bells and whistles, you know, you could have a two-door, you could have a four-door, you could have carving, you could have jewels relating to the good, better, best syndrome. The best is setting records of any field. The best pocket knife, best sewing thimbles, best of any field is setting records. The rare and harder to find it is, that's what they want. The good and better is valuable and it's saleable, but nowhere near the interest that a best piece would create. Let's see what you have. Do you have the best? Do you have the excellent? Do you have the extraordinary? I hope we can find that out for you. 877-969-8600 to be on the show. Tuning in, we are Burchard Galleries, Antiques and Fine Arts Auctioneers in St. Petersburg, Florida. We have been in the same location for 35 plus years. That's a decade is 10 years, right? Over three decades. Ho-ho! I can't believe it. I can't believe it until I look in the mirror. And then I say, wow. I'm at a loss for words. But I think of all the experiences, all the people that I've met, all the wonderful treasures that we've sold. And you can see those treasures, believe it or not, if you go to BurchardGalleries.com and click the top link that says Auction Archives, you can actually see the last 25 years of everything we have sold in the international auction arena with pictures, catalog descriptions, and prices. Is that not phenomenal? I don't know anybody else who can do that. I really don't. Who has provided that information for 25 years of sales. And I'll tell you what, I like leading people to that auction archives, and people fall into that. They just search for the item that they have, type it in, and lo and behold, there it comes up. Auction records could be in 1998, it could be in 2004, it could be in any time. If that keyword is searchable, it's gonna pop up, and you're gonna see Burchard Galleries associated with selling fine quality antiques and treasures from the past. And this is the place to be. If you've tuned into us by accident, skipping that dial, hang on. This is the learning hour of power for me, because your call makes me do research live before your very ears. And I'll tell you, I learn every single day. If I don't learn something new every day, I feel badly. And I look forward to this show every weekend, because someone will call and force me to learn the latest and the greatest about certain things. BurchardGalleries.com, here to serve you for the last 40 years in business. Today, right now, for the next, the next 45 minutes anyways, you still have time. Believe it or not, you're there. You have time. You're not running late. You're not looking to do this. You have time to call right now. The lines are open, 877-969-8600 to be on the show. Carrie, I hope you're going to send me a picture of that ring. And while we're waiting for that, folks, let's go down my list here. Angela, ho-ho. Angela, good morning. You are an early bird today as well. Angela says, I have an exquisite bedroom suite, hand-carved, early 1900s or late 1800s, and she has a couple of pictures of it. I can tell you that certain characteristics of furniture made in the teens and 20s and 30s, the Depression era furniture, if you will, definitely mass-produced in factories. The pictures are kind of dark here, Angela. Angelia, how about that? Angelia. Huh. Sorry, I mispronounced your name. I just noticed that IA, Angelia. Okay, never heard that one before. Sounds very pretty. All right, so I'm looking at the pictures here, and they're dark, of course, and I'm looking at the legs of the footboard, the sculpted footboard, molded top. It does have some bells and whistles on it, but it's not massive by any means. It's formal. It looks like it might have inlay to it. It looks like it might be a set by Berkey and Gay. Berkey and Gay, was a furniture company, I think, up there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm going to look here, and so I don't tell you stories out of school. I like to be able to back it up. Furniture company here. Yeah, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Let's see. Cabinet maker John Froberg created the designs for Berkey and Gay. So you can get good, better, best in furniture, even if it is people, you call around and you say, well, I have some Depression era furniture, and most dealers will say, well, it's not for me, because they haven't given it a further look. If you get designed furniture by John Froberg, who worked for Berkey and Gay in the early 1870s, so it's going to look like late Victorian furniture on into the teens, where it's not massive, it's not highly carved, it's beautiful woods, mahoganies inlaid with satin wood and ebony, and look for that round little brass plate in the drawer on the side of the drawer. Open up your drawer, look inside. There's usually labels on formally crafted furniture in the drawers. That's the first place to look. And the top left, that's going to be on your left side of the runner. They call the sides of the drawer the runners. And look for that. Burkean gay, if it is. The headboard is kind of is like the footboard, the same shape. The crest rail is the same shape. It's undulating, serrated. I'm trying to think of a better word for it. Tongue-tied auctioneer. My goodness. I'll quick think of an answer here in a minute. I'm trying to create a picture with words. How would I describe this? 1920s Burkean Gay quality inlaid seven-piece bedroom suite consisting of a ladies' dresser with three drawers with a mirror, overmantel mirror on top, carved crust to match the bed, blah, 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 blah. You've got all the bells and whistles here, but it's still furniture of that era. Was mass produced. So you're going to see veneer, a lot of veneers. And the way to tell that is look at the sides of the drawer. And you're going to see a thin strip, maybe even a 16th. If it's 16th, it's better quality. And if it's a 32nd of an inch of veneer, it's very thin. It's just a layer of wood, a thin panel of wood laid over top of secondary wood. And if you'd like to see the secondary wood be oak because that gives you much strength. How do you get veneer? Well, they put a tree between two spindles, like on a lathe, and they have a blade that peels off. It's like peeling a potato, quite truthfully. If you peel a potato, you notice that thin layer of skin that comes off with your peeler. Only with the lathe between two turning posts, you have a tool that keeps it uniform. When you peel a potato, it comes off in sections, you know, this a little bit. Some of you have the skill to take a potato and peel it all the way around, and it curls the skin. I've never been able to do that, carve that potato so the skin comes off in coils or curls. But that's pretty much the way the lathe will turn that log, that round log between two posts, and come up with a thin layer, and that's how they do veneers. I'm not studied in the art of furniture making by any means. I've just seen pictures of how they do it. 877-969-8600. Let's see if you can infuse a little bit of your knowledge upon us today. And I invite you to call. If you think that I'm telling tales out of school, or if there's something that you want to expand upon as I'm talking, if you're a furniture maker or a craftsman and you know more about the, and I love watching that show, Modern Marvels. On the History Channel, Modern Marvels. It tells you all about the simplest things, you know, how they manufacture things in large quantities, you know, from harvesting to, you know, making fountain pens. You know, fountain pens are made in large machines. They're called plastic extruding machines. And, you know, I had a occasion to, I can change subjects in the snap of a finger, and I'll change subjects with your call, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. But I got a call once over there near the Tyrone area. An auctioneer from Maine had a call. He's a worldwide traveler, worldwide auctioneers and factory liquidations of equipment. But he was booked on the day they needed to do it. And had I ever sold any plastic extrusion or any machines in the use? No, I'm an antique auctioneer, but I am an auctioneer. And then we happen to have the same software as this gentleman in New England. And he said, can I use your tax number? I said, no. No, you can't use my tax number. I said, but I'll call the sale for you. He said, okay, what do you charge? And I told him, he said, okay. So I went down to this plastic factory that had all these machines were 20 and 30 feet long. And they made thousands of fountain pens all at once. And they pumped their liquid plastic in the machine, and it mold into the thing, and it come out. And the most amazing thing. How did I get off on that? But I'd spent my day riding around a factory in a golf cart, talking to the people who live, eat, sleep, and breathe manufacturing equipment. You know, guys who needed the equipment, number one, guys who are in the business of buying today and selling tomorrow, who specialize in furniture, not furniture, but machinery that makes things. Okay, how's that? But these, it was really interesting because after the sale was over, they had their big tractor trailers outside, little flatbed trailers that coming in with forklifts and loading this machinery out. And we did 500,000 in about 40 minutes. So I like being an auctioneer, and we do sell things at auction. If you have something to sell and you want to be sure that you get the highest and best offer, that's what the auction does for you. In the auction arena, only one person can walk away with your item, and that's the guy who gives you the most money for it. That's our business, to find that person who gives you the most money. And I have a vested interest in helping you do that. So when we sell your item, the better you do, the better we do. So we're on your side. We're on your team. We're not trying to buy it from you so we can go double and triple our money. We're not waiting for you to make a mistake and price it yourself, which many people do. I have done it myself. I stand guilty as charged. My right hand is raised. I stand guilty as charged. Thinking that I know everything because I looked it up on the internet and I found it here and found it there and I chose the highest price. But guess what? It wasn't the highest price, as I found out when the first person who looked at my offering bought it. That's another story. Don't make that mistake. Get three offers before you sell. I behoove you to get three offers before you sell. I just hope that you make one of those offers from us here at Burchard Galleries. You'll be glad you did. You'll be pleased. You'll see evidence of our past 35 years of liquidating estates. You'll see it on our website. You'll see our kudos and good reviews. You'll benefit from the use of our 42,000 strong mailing list and also our internet postings and full page ads and direct mail pictured brochures. By the way, if you'd like to know about our auctions before they happen, that's always a good thing to know about them before they happen. Send us a note to mail@BurchardGalleries.com and say, hey, I want to join your mailing list. You will receive our 11 by 17 fourfold color glossy brochures for at least 3 months. And if you come to the sale, then you keep receiving them 3 months longer, 3 months longer. But if you're inactive, you know, of course, we can't afford to keep sending things whether inactive. But at least come and try it. At least explore that world around you that is happening behind the scenes. You know, things are bought and sold every day. Treasures are found. We get things from the states they've never before been offered for sale. I call them multi-generational antiques. It's passed down, passed down, passed down. We'd never sell this. I want to give it to my son. I'll never sell this. My mom gave it to me. And finally, there's no one to give it to. And it comes to the auction block. This is where you want to be. When things come for sale, where you name the price. You name the price. The next auction is coming up in Burchard Galleries. You're going, where is it? Where can I do? How can I get there? It's February 17th and 18th. The weekend long. Be prepared. Come on down. If you're up in Atlanta, listen to us. Come on down. You come in on Friday. Go to an auction Friday night. Come see us on Saturday morning. Preview the Sunday sale Saturday afternoon. Go to another auction Saturday night. Come to the auction on Sunday. Go to the beach on Monday and write it all up. That's what people do. That's why we plan those two-day auction events. People will travel for coming to us and see, especially coming to our sale, because they know it's action-packed. 1,000 items every 30 days going across the auction block. And our discovery sale, Saturday the 17th at 8:30 in the morning, there's over 400 items in that sale. We have a boatload of art this time. We are cleaning out, and also a lot of people have been learning what it is we do. We show your items to the world. We specialize in antiques, fine art, jewelry, oriental rugs, things of value. People say, what do you sell? I say, things of value. Now, we sold, you know, almost brand new Cannondale bicycles. You know, they sell for $1,000. What a nice day that you can come to an auction and buy a $1,000 bike for a few hundred dollars. That's just an example. Or you can buy a Mac toolbox, one of those 7-foot-tall toolboxes with 60 drawers filled with tools from the estate, no longer needed by anyone in the estate, must be sold. He was a mechanic, and they sold at auction, I think it brought $3,000 for a loaded Mac toolbox. We're antiques and fine arts auctioneers, but we do have an outlet for other things other than antiques in our discovery auction. So if you have something of value, please give us a call. We like things of value. Doesn't have to be totally antique. We have an outlet for people who love things of value. We like automobiles. We like antique cars. We like sets of sterling silver, things of value. We like jewelry of all kinds. It doesn't have to be gold and silver to have value. You can have 19th century Victorian jewelry, costume jewelry, if you will. I've gotten loads of money for costume jewelry. If you recognize the makers, the designers of the time period, the 20s, the late 19th century, the 20s, the 30s, Miriam Haskell, Hattie Carnegie, Kenneth J. Lane, all of those designers, if you recognize those pieces, and they're signed as wonderful, but guess what? There were many jewelry manufacturers that emulated the style. And if you look at it, wow, that looks just like, well, it does look just like that. And if it's on your neck or on your ring finger, people will look and go, wow, is that a Hetty Carnegie necklace? And, you know, you can tell them no, of course, if it isn't. Or you can be not say nothing and walk around and wearing the high price stuff and, that, you know, and available for, well, it's available for the price you name. Discovery auctions on Saturday, absolutely no holdbacks of any kind. We hold it up in the air. Someone gives us an offer. And if no one says more, we sell it. It's in one door and out the other. Guess what? For the seller, you know, many times we get, I got to clean out the house. If you're a realtor out there and you have a house that it's going to be sold, many times, you know, wow, we put our house on the market Thursday and it sold Saturday. We got to clean out this house. We got to get it out. Can you help us? We specialize in that, especially at things of value. Or if it's, you know, general household goods, things like that, we know people who handle that as well. We are estate liquidators, fine art auctioneers. Being in the auction business, of course, we love this fine art and antiques and jewelry and things like that. But we are able to help you, full service estate liquidators here at Burchard Galleries. Again, there are no silly questions. You may have something. I'll tell you what we're doing. We're having a lot of fun with this furniture that was made in the 40s and 50s and 60s, the modern style furniture, the Italian design, the Danish design. If you have furniture from that time period, we'd love to talk to you. 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600 to be on the show. And if you go to our website at burchardgalleries.com, and you click on that link, the site map is at the top. And items we want, let's click on that. Talks about the record sales we've had for paintings and vintage antique stained glass lamps. And we have a nice big push for mid-century modern, as I was just talking about. Here's some names to think about. Frank Lloyd Wright, Milo Bowman, Thayer Coggin, Charles and Ray Eames, Eero Saarinen, Ismail Noguchi, Harry Bertoia, Marcel Breuer, Arnie Jacobson, Adrian Purcell, T.H. Robinson, Finn Jewell from Denmark. All of those, you know, you don't have to write all this down. All you do is go to our website and click on sitemap and then click on things we want, things that sell best. And you'll notice, you'll see one thing that we always advertise, big and gaudy jewelry. Big and gaudy. If it's so flashy, you go, who in the heck would wear that? We love it. The bigger and flashier it is, the more we like it. The more gold and silver and diamonds it has in the piece, we love it more. 877-969-8600. I'm taking you on a tour of our website. 877-969-8600. By the way, which is being revamped as we speak. Some of you who have been knowing us for the last 25, 30 years, notice a different look on our website. When you go to our page, you'll see, of course, the welcoming page and any upcoming auction events. That's where it looks different. Because the link that you click for our discovery sale will take you to our Burchard Galleries catalog online, which is going to be updated. The discovery sale is going to be updated tomorrow. And the international auction, which is the 18th, that link will take you to the Burchard Galleries internal catalog. But if you notice, to bid live, you need to click that Live Auctioneers logo. Later on this month, but again, we're just opening up, getting that software so it works. We unveiled it to the point where you can see how it works. We just need someone to maintain the bidding when it starts, and that's going to happen next week, I believe. So you'll be able to bid through our Burchard Galleries platform, and you'll be able to bid through Live Auctioneers and Invaluable like you have been for the last 25 years. What is it, 1996? Let's see, 2016, 2026. Yeah, 25 years, absolutely. And nothing has changed except what you see when you click the link. You have to note that to bid live at this moment, you can bid live today. If you're a seller, this is a beautiful thing for you. If you have things for sale, today, right now, we have the ability to, for anyone out there in the world, to bid on items. We're not selling until the 18th. So you have 2 weeks of internet auction, and not only is it available from our website, it's available from auction services that broadcast their sales over the internet for the last 25 years who do the same thing for 5,000 other auctions. So it's becoming common knowledge. It's like, you know, we're going to buy things on the internet. Are you crazy? Nobody's going to buy things from the picture online. Well, guess what? Online sales is the biggest thing happening in the world. And everybody is becoming acclimated to that's the way, you know, things are done. I don't have to get up and go to the store. I'll just order it online, wait for the delivery guy. Well, that can be true. The same thing, antiques and treasures. We facilitate the shipping for you. If you're a seller, you don't pay for that. The buyer pays for it, so there's no cost as far as that goes. And if you're the buyer, we do have recommended shippers that we've been using for a very, very long time. And you know, they all have good feedback, and everybody loves them, and they get it there quickly, and it's packed wonderfully. So we've developed a process, the auction machine that I call it, from the point of where we visit you in your home to where it comes to our gallery to what goes on the auction block until it gets to the home of that buyer. That's all a process. It takes me 14 people to put that on every month, 1,000 items every 30 days, working hard for you, 2 photographers, 3 catalogers. Of course, our the department that picks up and moves furniture. We have our own trucks, padding, everything, and have been doing that for a very long time. And that's how it works. 877-969-8600. If you have any questions, let me say that a little slower. Here you go. I know you have your pen ready now. You're licking the lead. Here we go. 877-969-8600. And there you go. I've got to figure out what that spells someday, and maybe we'll be able to give you an acronym. And I know we have an 800 toll-free number, 1-800-THE-ARTS. Let's see, 1-800-ARTS. Let's see, 1-800-520-520-ARTS. That's what it is, 520-ARTS. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's first half of the fastest hour in radio is over. We're going to take a short break for the news and weather. Get your phone dialing finger ready, 877-969-8600. We'll be right back after this short break, WGUL 860 AM, Tampa Bay.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center. Experience the best selection of cigars and accessories in the country. Corona Cigar is located at 4142 West Boy Scout Boulevard across from International Plaza, or visit coronacigar.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A union representing hospitality workers has reached a tentative agreement with 4 hotel casinos in downtown Las Vegas, as employees at 3 other properties remain poised to strike tomorrow just as the city kicks off Super Bowl week. By yesterday morning, the Culinary Workers Union had announced that it had reached a tentative 5-year deal with Binion's, Four Queens, Fremont, and Main Street. It covers about 1,000 workers. Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles it sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small. Documents posted by U.S. safety regulators say the recall will be done with an online software update. Covers the 2012 through 2023 Model S, 2016 through 23 Model X, and several other vehicles as well. Owners are encouraged to get on the web and find out if they're affected. This is SRN News.
Burchard Galleries is a West Central Florida auction firm, internationally recognized for consistently bringing quality estate antiques and fine art to the auction place. The innovation and sensitivity of Burchard Galleries and the talent and dedication of its employees has made Burchard Galleries one of the top auction sales rooms, known for honest, reliable, and record-setting service. Their fine reputation is their mark. Burchard Galleries, 2528 30th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. Call 727-821-1167. That's 727-821-1167. Or on the web at burchardgalleries.com.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. Online at theanswertampa.com. AM 860, The Answer.
For this afternoon, going to be overcast and breezy with a high up to 75. Mostly cloudy tonight. Might want to hang on to that umbrella. We have a couple of showers late, low 57 to wrap the weekend. For tomorrow, periods of rain all day with high 66. Some clouds, then sunshine on Tuesday with high 69. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Ruth O'Brien for AM 860, The Answer.
Welcome back. The Antiques and Collectibles Show. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Burchard.
We're back. We're ready for your call. Why? We are Burchard Galleries, Antiques and Fine Arts Auctioneers. If you love treasures from the past, if you want to be on the cutting edge of acquisition, that means you will be the first to know when things come for sale. Guess that'd be fun if you know before anyone else, or at the same time everybody else knows, to be there, to get those front row seats at the opera. You are in tune on time for that to happen. Burchard Galleries' upcoming auctions are February 17th and 18th, 2 days long. You can view our catalogs online at BurchardGalleries.com. That's B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. Galleries, G-A-L-L-E-R-I-E-S, it's plural, .com, BurchardGalleries.com. And that's where you can become aware of things happening before they happen. 2 weeks well in advance of the sale date, the 17th and 18th of February, you'll see our link to our premier auction on the 18th is live and well, and the ability to bid is there for you. Just click that Live Auctioneers logo, and you'll be right on you. You know, the fun part it is, when you click that Live Auctioneers logo, you'll come up to our site on Live Auctioneers. Live Auctioneers provides this service for 5,000 auctions around the world, so there's lots of traffic. There's lots of traffic if you're thinking of offering your items up for sale. Lots of traffic there. So not only are people coming to us because they know us, they're tripping on us, tripping over us because we have things that they want. They type keyword searches in if they're looking for diamonds, if they're looking for, you know, oriental rugs, if they're looking for fine art, if they're looking for specific artists, they can always type it in there and find it right there at BurchardGalleries.com. And you can see what's coming up. We also have 3 days of preview. Before our auction. Actually, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday previews for the Sunday auction. The Saturday, the Discovery auction, is on site. There's no internet bidding. You got to be there, or you can leave an absentee bid if you like. If you can't, if you got a hot golfing date, you can't be there, just leave a bid. We start the bidding at 75% of your high bid. We don't start the bidding at your maximum bid. A lot of people, you know, will, a lot of auctioneers will just start the bidding. If you love $1,000, guess what? They started at $1,000. We don't do that. If you left $1,000 on an item with Burchard Galleries, it starts at $750. If no one says $800, you get it. Plain and simple. We are we adhere to those that code of ethics to adhere to the 75% opening bid ruling. And that keeps people coming back. If they know they're not going to have to pay all they leave you, unless, of course, someone pushes them to the limit of the bidding. You know, if someone bids, if you're $950 and someone bids $1,000, well, too bad, they get it. You don't, because you were $1,000 and someone else was $1,000, but you were $950. You can't be both places. So I always tell people to bid with your heart, bid all you can, bid like you want it. If you want to own it, just bid like you want to own it. And more than likely, you're not going to have to pay that highest amount that you leave, unless someone else likes it more than you. I know that's confusing, but you got to come and see it work. You just got to come stand on the sidelines and view how the process works. We invite you to come down on the 17th. The preview starts at 7:30 in the morning, and then at 8:30, the auction starts, but you can still preview because the sale goes until 1 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock. But all the time the auctioneers are selling, you're free to peruse, walk around, examine the jewelry, look at everything else that the auctioneer is not selling that hasn't been sold. And, well, we sell 500 items, 400 items on a Saturday, another 500 items on Sunday. So there's plenty to see. And there's always things that come in late that don't get advertised. That's why we call it the discovery sale. There are many, many, many things that are in the auction that it's just a lot. It's so much to put out there. I know that we're going to have over 100 works of art, maybe even 125 works of art in our discovery sale on Saturday, the 17th. And what does that mean? The discovery sale? Well, we can't, you know, we're auctioneers and we can sell all you give us. We want to sell. We have the crowd that will buy. All you have to do is present it to them while they're all there, and then the fun happens. Show them what they want. Show them what they will pay more than anyone else in the world to get. The beauty is when you get two people in the audience that feel the same way, that's when it becomes fun to be an auctioneer. And then you watch them go up there beyond your wildest dreams of what you thought, and then you go, oh, my goodness, I could get into stories about that. But the main thing is you as a seller get the benefit of that competitive human nature of the competitive bidding. You know, I got to have it. Sometimes egos get in the way. You know, sometimes people see other people bidding who are always, you know, if you go to an auction and Johnny's there and he wants whatever you want. And whenever you're there, he bids. And you're never going to get a deal because Johnny's there. So what do? You help Johnny spend his money. That's all. You know you're not going to get it, but you help Johnny spend his money. I see that happening before my very eyes. But it's fun. It's good for you, the seller, because you watch that feverish bidding take place. It's good for you, the buyer, because whatever you buy, you bought it one bid higher than someone else was willing to pay. What better scenario can you have? You name the price, you buy it one bid higher than someone else, and I guarantee you, those standing in the parking lot on Saturday morning, usually 100, 150 people are standing there. That's a very small part of the world. But there are knowledgeable people there. There are people who run in the vein of the collecting world who have an idea of what's happening around us, who understand the value, the rarity, and they keep everybody else honest. This is from a seller's standpoint now. You know, you have knowledgeable bidders, and if something's worth $100, they're not going to watch someone else buy it for $85 or $90. They're going to pay almost everything it's worth, you know, as a someone in the resale end of it, okay? They're going to pay almost what it's worth so they can make a very small profit. Now, the thing about it is you got to get the retail buyer who wants to take it home because it matches their drapes. Or they have one just like it at home and they've been looking 20 years for the mate. That's the ideal buyer for you as a seller. And you're never going to reach those very rarely. You know, when you have things for sale and you decide to put an ad in the newspaper, who are you attracting? You're attracting a local audience who feel like driving, you know, 5, 10, maybe 20 miles to your house. And that's your audience, 20-mile radius of your house. In the auction arena where it's online, the world is your oyster. They come from everywhere. They don't have to be present. We ship things all over the world. I'll tell you, I sold a bronze elephant, and it got shipped to England. I sold it to a guy for $170,000. The gentleman who bought that bronze elephant that was made by Rembrandt Bugatti, lived in England. He wired me $170,000 plus the appropriate fees to my bank account. I never met the guy. He looked at a picture online and sent me $170,000 plus to my bank account before we ever shipped it. Is that amazing? First of all, people said they're never going to buy things online. You're not going to do it. And then they have people send you hundreds of thousands of dollars before they ever see it. I'm in love. I love being an auctioneer, and I'd love to work for you. I hope I can pull a rabbit out of the hat for you. That elephant, by the way, walked into an appraisal fair, and the guy asked our representative, says, do you think $500 is too much to ask for this? My daughter wants me to sell it. I've been using it for a doorstop. I've told that story before, but I like to bring it back to the forefront because there are people who don't even know who I am yet. I am Jeffrey Burchard of Burchard Galleries. I'm an auctioneer, antiques, and fine arts, 35 years in the same location, the State Liquidator, St. Pete, Florida. And now that you know, does that ring a bell? Would you like to talk to me? You can pick my brain. I can search the web for you, go places where you can't because you haven't paid the fees. We can find the answers. Here's a better thing. If you are surfing the net and you find the piece of your dreams and there it is and you want to know the price and you click the button and say, you're not a member. You got to pay us $30 for 1 month access, or you can become you don't want to do that for one item. Give us a call here at Burchard Galleries because we probably are members of those sites that you have to pay to play, and we pay because we play every day. And it's more than just play. It's serious business for us, actually, to have this information at our fingertips. And not only do we have the online information because, and again, when you look, prices are all over the place. You got to know what's real and you got to know what's fantasy. And you got to find a nice place in between where the sellers are going to be happy and where the buyers are going to jump up there and throw money at you. That's what you like. Being on the auction block, people say, how do you talk for 8 hours at a time? I said, well, people are in the audience. They're just throwing money at me. I'll keep talking until they stop. 8 hours and 30 minutes was my record. I don't want to ever break that record. You see an example of it here every Sunday morning for an hour. I don't ever stop, especially if you give us a call, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. For those of you who'd like to follow us on Twitter, our handle to follow is at Burchard Auction. What are you going to get if you follow us at Burchard Auctions? You are going to get the tweets that we send about our upcoming auction events. And we're starting a new process by, let's say I'm going to be in Ocala next week. And I will, on the day I'm going to Ocala in the morning, I'm going to send a tweet. Hey, I'm going to be in the Ocala area. If you have anything for sale, give us a call. I am in your backyard. I'll be there all day on Wednesday. And if you give us a call, we can stop by and see you while we're in Ocala. That means you don't have to drive to St. Petersburg from Ocala to bring us your things to show us. we'll stop in and visit with you while we're in the area. And the same thing's going to happen. My son runs the road, Todd Burchard. He's our art director here at the gallery, and he's an avid buyer, and he loves the business, and he would be glad to come visit with you, too. And we're going to start posting what cities we're in on what days. And all you have to do is take, or you can give us a call and ask us, when will you be in our area? And I'll tell you what, if you call us and ask us when we're going to be in your area, we're going to ask you what it is you have. We could be in your area in the next 30 minutes if you have the right things. And, you know, one thing that you have to do is call us. When you feel that urge, don't put it off, because we could already be in your area. And I've got stories to tell about that, but I will. You've heard them before. 877-969-8600. Call us at your first opportune moment so we can, you know, set it up to where you can have your things ready. And it doesn't have to be picture perfect scenario. You can have a house of a hoarder and take a picture of the room. We can see little treasures sticking out of the cabinet. We can understand the vein of collecting, what's in the collector's mind, that sometimes it's very eclectic and it's everything from everywhere. Some people collect a certain thing, whether they collect pottery. And remember, I had a whole house full of pottery, every cabinet, every shelf, across the top of the cornice and the ceiling, everything packed in boxes in the garage, pottery, pottery, pottery. That was a fun day. Coming up in this auction, if you like chintz, Royal Winton, Kent, this is a massive collection of Royal Winton china and chintz china. That's going to be sold on Sunday, the premier sale. Rarities, stackable teapots. If you collect stackable teapots, you know, how hard are they to find? As you know, if you collect those, they don't come along every day. You don't see them all the time. We have 20 of them to be sold as a collection. If you love stackable porcelain teapots, and some people do, that's their passion. They wake up and they go on vacation. They're looking for stacking teapots. They canvas the antique shops everywhere they go. That's what they do. They're on vacation, but they're working. It happens all the time. People come to St. Pete. They come on vacation, but they always come by the auction. People schedule their vacations around our auction sales. Believe it or not, I've had people say, when's your next one? We're going to come to Florida, but we want to come when you're having a sale because we see you online all the time. We want to be there in person. Watch the website, BurchardGalleries.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And you will know. You will be on that cutting edge. You'll be the first to know with everyone else who, when I send that email, send that notice, you will be there before it's over. Hopefully, you'll see it before it's over. Some people never check their email. Some people let them get over full. When I send our email blast, I get notices back that this person's email box is full. And I said, oh, gee, I'm sorry, I missed this. And, well, don't let your mailbox get full, especially if you subscribe to the Burchard Gallery's newsletters. You'll want to know what's happening. So, tuning in, who is this guy? Jeffrey Burchard, by the way, at your service. Auctioneer at Burchard Galleries in St. Petersburg, Florida, where myself and my son Todd conduct antiques and fine arts auctions every month, every 30 days, 1,000 items. If you have antiques, if you have fine art, my son Todd can stir alphabet soup and make it spell something. So if you have a painting with an indiscernible signature, he more than likely can figure it out. You can send your pictures, you can send your notes to mail, M-A-I-L, at BurchardGalleries.com. I will forward it to the right department and make sure that, you know, if you have Oriental things, I'll forward it to Dale Osterwise. He is our Oriental on-site expert. He is our chief cataloger at the gallery. And, you know, I'm amazed. It not only is Dale our catalog, and works for us, he has been in the Oriental arts business for 20 years. So he's seen a lot. He recognizes a lot. And, you know, I don't know everything. Believe it or not, you hear me, Jeff Burchard doesn't know everything. I'm always eager to admit that because I want to learn more. Give me more information. So I surround myself with people who are experts in their field. And if you have something that I personally don't know about, I've seen a lot happen in 40 years, I can tell you that. But I don't know everything. I surround myself with the people who do specialize in certain areas of expertise. And not only do you get the benefit of my 40 years, my son's 30 years, that's 70 years worth of knowledge that you have right off the bat. There are people who are our customers, and they're very happy to help, you know, very happy to advise us. Tell us whether it's live or Memorex. Tell us whether it's real or not. And that's where you want to be. We just got a beautiful, okay, I'm ready now. Here you go. Stand by. caught in the wild. Never expected to see this when I went there. There were antique desks and things like that. The pictures were dark and blurry, but someone called me from Ocala. Actually, it was an estate liquidator, an appraiser, actually. If you're an estate appraiser and you find things out there and the people just don't know what they're going to do if they live in a condo and they can't have a sale. Oh, if you live in a condo and they can't have a sale, well, that's what we do. We can liquidate those situations. I have a call. Ring-a-ling, Jeffrey Burchard here. Pardon? Dave.
Hi.
Dave. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? My name is David. I'm in St. Petersburg. I was calling because I have some architectural stained glass pieces from the original Hunter Arms Hotel in St. Cloud, Florida. I was wondering if there's really a market for them.
Absolutely. Well, you can have stained glass. You can have leaded stained glass. Stained glass could be stained the color, or it could be painted. A lot of the churches have religious scenes painted on the leaded glass panels. And the type of glass that it's on, you could have rippled glass. Tiffany uses a lot of rippled glass, dichroic glass, depending upon who made it. You know, we can attribute certain windows to certain makers over the years who actually furnished all these. Well, do you think your windows came out of a church?
It actually came out of the bar. The majority of them came out of the bar of the hotel, of the Hunter Arms Hotel. And it's
okay,
primarily like, it's like a red, it's red and like clear. There's nothing really extravagant at all, but it's mainly like clear and red.
Okay. I'm going to see what I can see. You know what? Have you ever tried to search online for the Hunter Arms Hotel and try to look for pictures of that hotel to see your windows?
I have not done that, no, sir. I really did.
Well, yeah. Well, it's Hunter Arms Hotel, St. Cloud, Florida. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it looks like they're still in business. It looks like they might have refurbished that place. But the Hunter
they
Arms.
They did. That's when I got all the stained glass was when they were refurbishing.
Well, that's good. That seemed to be a happening thing back about 20, 30 years ago is when they redid those to be more modern time. So the Hunter Arms is online. Let's see if I can find some old photos. This is how we do our research. We think about things that you might not have thought about yourself and go behind the scenes and have access to archival information, newspaper stories, et cetera, et cetera. That's how we get to the truth. It's wonderful. There it is. Florida Memories, Hunter Arms Hotel. What a great building. You know, it reminds me of that building, the way the arches are down there at the corner of 4th Street and Central Avenue in the arcades area, the old Huntington Arms. They might have copied that architecture. St. Cloud, okay. Yeah, there's they call it the Haunted Hotel. See, I'm learning here. The Haunted Hotel. So, I'm looking at the Hunter Arms Hotel at St. Cloud. I'm looking at a 1947 Packard sitting out front. So you can probably see some of the windows in these pictures. Anyways, if we can attribute to where they came from and there's historical information about them, that's always going to make the value of them go up. I'd love to see pictures if you'd like to send them to me.
Absolutely. I would absolutely love to send you some pictures. Can you give me your email address? Where do I send them to?
You can send them to mail, M-A-I-L, like the postman, at Burchard, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, Galleries, GALLERIES.com. Mail at BurchardGalleries.com. And if you type Burchard, BURCHARD, into any search engine, you're going to come to our website, and our email address is right there on the front. Any phone numbers you need to call us, any links that you need to follow. We love stained glass. We've got some great leaded glass coming up in our sale on the 18th. So it's not too late. to get in that action. We have 2 weeks before the sale. Our 11x17 color brochures get put together on Tuesday, mailed on Wednesday, just in time for the people to receive them so they don't forget it. They'll get them in the mail Wednesday or Thursday, just in time. Like, hey, honey, let's go to this. Or, you know, I think I might go to this. And they set it down, and a week later they forget about it. They don't have a week to remember to do it. They get it right there, and it's time to make a decision, and you're in time if you'd like to be included.
Brilliant. I would love to.
If not, then we have our auctions every month, every 30 days for the last 35 years. But you are in time. The boat has not left the pier. The plane has not left the runway. You have time to be on board for this weekend, or the January, February 17th and 18th auctions. And for everyone else out there in Radio Land, you as well, you're welcome to be included. Just send us a picture of what you have to mail at BurchardGalleries.com, and we'll put you right on board. Looking forward to those.
Thank you very much,
sir. You can send them. I can see them right now.
I don't have the access to them right this moment because I'm in St. Pete and they're home in St. Cloud. But I'll definitely get them to you within the next 24 hours.
Yeah. This architecture of this old Hunter Arms Hotel is fantastic, and it doesn't look.
It really is.
It looks very similar to what it did 30, 40 years ago, actually, from what I'm looking at.
It was actually in the movie. I'm not sure if you saw the movie The Waterboy with Adam Sandler.
I did see The Waterboy, yes.
There's a scene where it was shot in that hotel.
Great. Was it shot before renovation?
It was. I need to look up that scene.
That's right. And you know what we can say? These windows from the Hunter Arms Hotel, as seen in the hotel before renovation. And mentioned, you know, there's all kinds of marketing things that you can do. The more you tell people about something, the more they're interested. I can always say that. So I've probably given you a couple of tips, like, you know, it's all good, all marketing. You know, it's a feather in your cap. I got these windows from the Hunter Arms Hotel. It's in the movie The Waterboy. Wow, really? Oh, man, you're a cool guy. That and 20 cents will get you, well, maybe not 20 cents will get you covered. 50 cents might get you covered. But anyway, thank you, Dave, for calling the show. And you can call us anytime. Go to BurchardGalleries.com. At the end of the show, I'm going to give my office number. Wow, 4 minutes to the end of the show. I can't believe it. I better get this other call. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, that's how it happens, folks. Do I have another caller still? Oh, and I do so apologize that I couldn't get to you. We are Burchard Galleries Antiques and Fine Arts Auctioneers. We're in St. Petersburg, Florida. You can call us anytime at this number. Here it is, our office, showroom, galleries, 2522 30th Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 2522 30th Avenue North. Two buildings side by side. You can't miss it. We're there 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, so we hope that you come between 10 and 4. Give us a chance to get started and give us time to give you the time that you deserve. If you come at 4, we won't throw you out. So we will never throw you out, that's for sure. 10 to 4, Monday through Friday, 2522 30th Avenue North. Here's the magic number to call. Here it is, 727. That's easy, St. Pete, 727. 821-1167. 727-821-1167. Why do you need that number? If you are an estate attorney, guardian, personal representative, a real estate agent who has property you need to get items out of, if you inherited things and you don't know what to do with them, this is the number to call, 727-821-1167. Our next auction is February 17th and 18th. Still plenty of time to get some things in that sale before we send out our mailing. Our website, of course, is updated every day. Give us a call. Let us know what you have. Some people call us. We visit with them. We take pictures, and they don't call us until 5 years later. That's okay. There's no obligation. At least you need to know what it is you're going to do before you do it. Have time to think about what you're going to do. But if you've thought long enough and you're ready to do something, especially give us a call. 727-821-1167. You've been listening to the Burchard Galleries Antiques and Fine Art Call and Radio Show. We're here every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 11. So if you weren't ready today, get your ducks in a row to be prepared from 10 a.m. to 11 next Sunday. Y'all, you know, every Sunday. 877-969-8600. Write that down. The Answer, WGUL. You can watch it online, theanswertampa.com. Here's our office number once again. If anything I've said makes any sense to you and you'd like to talk to us, call us anytime, 727-821-1167. 727-821-1167. BurchardGalleries.com. BurchardGallery. I got 30 seconds left and they're yanking me off the stage. Thank you.
WGUL and W229DJ Dunedin. Powered by Prosperity Group. Contact Greg Ellie today at 864-989.